Clayton County called off school in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, alerting parents and staff via robocall around 4:30 a.m. Vicki Gavalis is the school system's director of communications.
We watch several different weather forecasts, including the local, the Weather Channel, the National Weather Service. And when those forecasts started to gel a little bit, it became easier for us to make a decision.
In DeKalb County, six students had to spend the night at school, but DeKalb fared better than many other metro school systems when it came to getting the students home. Superintendent Michael Thurmond.
Really, the key, when we decided early dismissal, in the past, we had instructed parents to pick children up at a specific time. This time, we directed and informed our parents that they could pick their children up at any time.
Gwinnett County students finished the school day Tuesday, and no students had to spend the night at school. While no school system representatives we talked to mentioned trying to get help from the state to make its decisions, Clayton County's Vicki Gavalis was receptive to the idea of sharing information.
A word from the governor or other emergency folks saying, hey guys, this looks like it's really going to be bad. We need your cooperation. I am absolutely sure we would have taken that into consideration.
DeKalb County Superintendent Thurmond also hopes for better communication in the future.
Hopefully coming out of this, we'll be able to better coordinate and really think about it now. It wasn't initially anyway, it wasn't the snow, it was the traffic. The traffic is what really, in many ways, prevented school buses from being able to get back to school to pick up the kids.
More than 300 students spent the night Tuesday in Cobb County schools and dozens in schools or on buses in Fulton County. Neither of those school systems made representatives available for our story. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.